Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to Thoughtscape, Exploring the Mind. We are back with another exciting topic for today. I am your host Isha and I am glad to have you joining us today. I hope this topic brings more clarity to you and your relationship just by loving yourself first and then others. If you are in a relationship or single or heartbroken, I have got you covered. Today's episode is all about how to love yourself and how you can increase your own self-worth by building confidence. This episode is dedicated to all of you because at any point we all doubt our value. We all might have faced the same problem that we are not enough or we don't have anything that others might have. We all feel like we are not adequate enough or pretty enough or successful enough, and even we haven't achieved anything or kind enough, or it could be anything. We all have that one thing that we feel is missing from us and we tend to regret that fact. So, what exactly is self-love? I feel like self-love is accepting ourselves as who we are. With all the flaws and imperfections, you are ready to accept yourself. I feel like it's the ability to forgive ourselves when we have done something wrong or we feel like we shouldn't have done it. I believe it's the power to feel good about ourselves and who we are even after all those things that we don't feel confident about. We can never be perfect. Even if we try to change ourselves, there will still be flaws. No one in this world is perfect. Everyone has their own flaws. There will always be a part of ourselves that we look to work on, and there will be a part of ourselves that are just perfect. We all must have stood in front of the mirror and don't like something about ourselves. It could be physically or mentally or psychologically. We all feel the same way when we look in the mirror. But despite of all those things, if we are ready to accept ourselves and inherit our worthiness and be proud of who we are as a person, then that is what self-love is. But why do we struggle to love ourselves? Sometimes we go in and out of loving ourselves in a day. Have you ever thought about why is it hard for ourselves to accept us even if we are flawed? Like, I don't think it matters that we have imperfections in ourselves. Everyone of us has some flaws. We all feel like when we were toddlers, we were loved and taken care of by someone. We were nurtured by someone. But as soon as we grow up, we got rewarded for something and punished for something. That's a part of life. We don't have to feel sad or low when we get punished. As soon as we become a teenager, we go through several emotions. I feel like teenage is the most complex age. We feel like we can't share our feelings with anyone. The rush of emotions can't be shared with anyone, not even with our parents. Our parents who have loved us so much, and then also we can't share our problems with them. That's the point where you need to start loving yourself. We all felt like, why is this happening to me, like once in our life? You get so tired of all the shitty things that are happening to you and you start to doubt yourself. I feel like teenage is the most sensitive age group where we go through lots of emotions and sentiments. We even consider it not good enough. We feel like our parents will accept us only if we are a certain way and they will acknowledge us and love us. But what will happen if we choose the other way out? Our parents won't love us and accept us for who we want to become. You feel like you have been criticized. But let me tell you this, you don't need anyone to be who you are. You don't need anyone who treated you like you are a disgrace to them, even your parents. You don't need someone who treated you badly or abused you and made you feel like you are less worthy of who you are. It's not like being a certain way will be good and being the other way will be bad. See, either path you follow, there will be pros and cons in each thing. You have to go through ups and downs in anything you do in your life. It all depends on how hard you work and how much you hustle hard for your dreams. It's like we can't escape the hard part. I feel like many people are going through the trauma of being a certain way, and in fact, they are being abandoned by their loved ones. You feel like you are worthless for being who you are and who you want to be. But this topic will get very complex and complicated if we go into the deep conversation about trauma. But in this episode, I'm gonna focus all on self-love. Let us untangle the complexities of self-love. Regardless of your family or how you were raised, you have to be ready to accept yourself and your priorities. We are often judged on our worthiness. We are judged on how much money we make or how we look or how we were supposed to be. We are judged if we are married or single or having divorced or not having kids or anything else. Either way, the world is going to judge us for who we are, but don't let them harm you in any way. Don't give them the power to take away your mental peace and let you doubt yourself. Don't let them define your worthiness. We need to be strong enough and hold the power to accept ourselves, because if our self-esteem and self-confidence are dependent on anyone else's opinion, then we set ourselves up for failure. You are creating a room for failure in your life. Remember that you are not in control of anybody. Some people will not be into us. Some people will fall out of love. Sometimes your ego might get hurt. But you have to keep all these things aside and keep on growing yourself to become a better version of yourself. You have to become aware of your inner dialogue and challenge any negative self-talk or self-criticism. You need to replace negative thoughts with positive and affirming statements. Now, here comes the most important part about this episode, which is how to practice self-love. Somewhere, we all know what self-love is, but we all are incapable of loving ourselves as much as it is needed. So, for that, here are a few tips and tricks that we can use to love ourselves. Self-love involves engaging in activities that prioritize your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. You need to make time for things that you enjoy and that nurture your mind and body. You can do exercise, read books, watch movies, take relaxing baths, and get enough sleep. By taking care of yourself, you feel like you are worthy of love and attention. You are alerting your subconscious mind to feel good and relaxed. You need to treat yourself with kindness, compassion, and understanding, just as you would do with a dear friend. Remember, you are a human and it's okay to make mistakes. Embrace self-forgiveness and learn from your experiences. you need to surround yourself with positive influences such as supportive friends, mentors, and role models. You have to focus on activities that inspire and uplift you. Create a positive environment that reflects your values and aspirations. But make sure while you surround yourself with positive people, you need to create a healthy boundary. You need to learn to say no to the things that drain your energy and compromise your well-being, even if it upsets others. You need to respect your own needs and priorities. Surround yourself with people who uplift and support you, and minimize interaction with those who bring negativity and toxic influences in your life. You need to engage in regular self-reflection to better understand your emotions, desires, and values. Take time to explore your strengths, weaknesses, achievements, and the qualities you appreciate about yourself. You need to celebrate your successes, no matter how small they may be. Be fully present at the moment without any sort of judgment. You should observe your thoughts and emotions without attachment and allow them to come and go. Embrace the beauty of the present moment and let go of worries about the past or future. You need to invest your time in your personal growth and development. Set goals to align with your passion and aspirations. You need to learn new skills, pursue your hobbies, and enroll in courses that you have interest in. The process of personal growth fosters self-confidence and a sense of accomplishment, both of which contribute to self-love. Although, if you find it difficult to cultivate self-love on your own, you should consider seeking professional help. A therapist or a counselor can provide guidance and support, helping you navigate any underlying issues or past traumas that may be hindering your ability to love yourself fully. Loving yourself is a journey that requires patience, self-compassion, and consistent effort. Embrace the process of self-discovery, learn to accept and appreciate yourself for who you are by practicing self-love, channeling negative self-talk, setting boundaries, engaging in self-reflection, cultivating mindfulness, prioritizing personal growth, surrounding yourself with positivity, and seeking support when needed. You can foster a deep and lasting love for yourself. Remember, you deserve love and kindness both from others and from yourself. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and make sure to hit the follow button. I hope this episode brought more clarity and insightful thoughts to your mind. We will get back with another similar topic in the upcoming episodes. Get excited, and till then, take care. Bye-bye.